I'll sing like a trained crow, Swan said. Like a chorus. But I can't do you much good. I was never as close to the center as you may think.
Possibly. I watched his hands closely as he dealt. It seemed like a moment when a skilled manipulator's ego might compel him to show himself how good he was at pulling fast moves. If he had any moves, he would not get them by me. I learned the game from One Eye, too.
Prove it.
Tell me how Soulcatcher kept you two alive long enough to get off the plane.
That's an easy one,
he completed a straight deal.
We ran away faster than the ghost chasing us could run. We were riding those black horses the company brought down from the north.
I had ridden those enchanted beasts a few times myself. That could be the answer. They could outdistance any normal horse and could run almost forever without tiring.
Maybe.
She didn't have any special talisman?
Not that you mentioned to me.
I looked down at another terrible hand. Grilling Swan could get expensive. I am not one of the better tonk players in the gang.
What happened to the horses?
Far as I know, they're all dead. Time or magic or wounds got them. And the queen bitch wasn't happy about that either. She don't like walking, and she ain't fond of flying.
Flying?
Startled, I discarded a card I should have kept. That allowed one of the Guptas to go down and take me for another couple of coppers.
Swan said,
I think I'm going to like playing with you.
Yeah, flying.
She's got a couple of them carpets that was made by the Howler, and she just ain't real good with them. I can tell you that from personal experience.
Your deal.
Ain't nothing like falling off one of them suckers while it's hauling ass, even if you're only 5 feet high.
One Eye materialized. He looked about as bright and alert as he ever did these days.
Room for one more.
His breath smelled of alcohol. Swan grumbled.
I know that voice. No. I figured you out 25 years ago. I thought we got your ass at Kattegat. Or maybe it was Baroda. Or Nalanda.
I'm quick on my feet.
Slink said,
You're in, only if you show some money up front and you agree not to deal.
And you keep your hands on top of the table all the time, I added.
You smite me to the heart, little girl. People might get the idea you don't trust me not to cheat.
Good. That'll save them a lot of time and pain.
Little girl?
Swan asked. There was a whole different look in his eyes suddenly.
One Eye's got diarrhea of the mouth.
Sit down, old man.
Swan was just telling us about Soulcatcher's magic carpets and how she doesn't like flying. And I'm wondering if we couldn't find some way to take advantage of that.
Swan looked from one of us to the other. I watched One Eye's hands as he picked up his first bunch of cards, just in case he might have done something to this deck sometime in the past.
Little girl?
Is there an echo in here?
Slink asked.
Is that suddenly a problem?
I asked.
No.